master.
No. Kitty, what are you doing here?
Well, it is almost midnight.
Oh, really? Is it that late?
I have your dinner waiting for you at home, master.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to have to finish all this paperwork before I can leave. I won't be able to make dinner at home tonight, Jeannie. Sorry.
Ah, then I shall bring it here.
Dinner is
Well, this is really something, Jeannie. You really are marvelous. This is a banquet fit for a king.
Ah, oh, well, you are a king, oh, master.
This is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Would you like a roast sheep?
No. No, not tonight. I may even have a little difficulty.
An orgy with a harem girl at NASA?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe it.
I wouldn't have believed it either, General, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Major Nelson must have smuggled her onto the base somehow. Why, there was enough food there for 50 people.
General, please, the other guests are probably arriving right now.
If you woke me up in the middle of the night for another one of your wild goose chases...
Sir, I saw this myself. This time I've caught Major Nelson.
All right, let's go.
You think I'm a cook, Master?
Mm. Delightful, Jenny, absolutely delightful.
Oh, and you are not angry that I came here?
No. No, I'm delighted you did, as a matter of fact. You don't have to worry. In the daytime, it's dangerous. Dr. Bellows never comes here.
There's your pizza.
Sir?
No, he said orgy.
Didn't you, Doctor?
I'll finish cleaning in here. I'll get on to the next office.
Just a moment.
How long have you been in this office?
Oh, about 4 to 5 minutes.
And you didn't see a lady in here with a scanty costume?
No, but I'll sure keep my eye open for her.
The next time you think that Major Nelson is guilty of anything wrong, you better have it in writing.
I'll remember that, sir.
Yeah, good night, gentlemen.
Good night. Good night. Jeannie, you can come out now. Jeannie, come on, I'm not angry.
You really are not angry with me, Master?
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, I think maybe it's the best thing that ever happened. I've just come from the base, and Dr. Bellows is going to be apologizing to General Peterson for the next 6 months.
Oh, I don't think we'll have to worry about Dr. Bellows anymore.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so happy. You have been terribly nervous lately.
Yeah, well, you'd be nervous, too, if you had a psychiatrist watching your every move 24 hours a day.
Well, now that the danger is past, just relax.
Hmm? Relax? With Dr. Bellows off my back, I feel like I'm floating on a cloud.
Oh, comfy, Master.
Yeah, it's great.
La, da, da.
Huh? You know, after last night, I really need a nap. Jeannie, that's enough of the rocking, I think.
This is absolutely marvelous. This is the only way to rest?
Everybody should be able to do this. Say, there's a lot of room. Why don't you come up here with me?
I don't have a ladder.
Well, oh, Dr. Bellows, what are you doing here?
You're asking me what I'm doing?
The question is, what are you doing, Major? Oh, Well, you see, I can explain.
Don't say a word.
No, sir.
Just right. Really, just right. Right. I, Major Anthony Nelson.
Yeah, but sir.
Right. Right. I, Major Anthony Nelson.
Major Anthony Nelson.
Do hereby admit that I was seen floating in the air of my living room by Dr. Alfred Bellows.
Dr. Alfred Bellows. Sir, this is...
Sign it.
There. Sorry.
Major Nelson, I've waited a long time for this, but I think I've finally got you. Yes, sir. This time I think I finally got you.
You mean the old levitation trick?
The old levitation trick?
Yes. Well, I'm an amateur magician. Well, you didn't think that I could actually float in the air by myself. You have a very suspicious mind, sir. Well,
that's what General Peterson told me for 2 hours and 15 minutes. I don't care what anyone says, Major. I saw a harem girl in your office last night, and I saw you floating in the air just now.
Yeah, well, yes, but I said
I know what you said. So you're a magician. Well, we're going to find out just how good a magician you really are, and you better be good, Major. You better be very good.
Well, the thing is, this can all be...
Oh, he is up to something bad, Master.
Yes, you're telling me.
Would you like me to turn him into something?
No, Jean. I just hope he doesn't turn me into something. Like, maybe a civilian.
You mean Dr. Bellows caught you in the air?
Yeah, Gene couldn't get me down in time.
And before that, he caught you in the office?
Yeah, Roger, he's driving me crazy.
What do you think you're doing to him? It's a question of which one cracks first.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who's going to crack first. I am. I'm going to crack first.
Well, look, as long as he can't prove anything, there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Dr. Bellows is no idiot, you know. Dr. Bellows is... I was just talking about you, sir.
I'll bet you are, and I was just talking about you. We're putting on a little show for the personnel here at the base Saturday night.
Oh, a show? I love shows, sir.
General Peterson thought you might help to entertain.
Me? Well, I don't really do anything, sir.
Don't be so modest, Major.
Modest, Tony?
You're the greatest magician in the whole world. You can do a little magic act for us, Major.
No. Well, I just...
Oh, I'll tell General Peterson that you've accepted. Well, goodbye, gentlemen.
Roger.
Master?
Yeah?
Be careful. It is a trap.
Look, why don't you get yourself sent to detached duty somewhere? Listen, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be detached from the astronaut program.
Look, what makes you think something's up?
Well, please do not appear in this show, Master.
I haven't any choice, Jeannie. I already told him I was an amateur magician.
You're going to have to be a professional magician to get out of this.
I can turn you into a wonderful magician.
No, that's just what I don't want, Jeannie. Saturday night, I'm going to go up there as an amateur magician, and Dr. Bellows won't be able to prove a thing.
Oh, operator, I'd like to place a call to Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to talk to Nestor the Great. N-E-S-T-O-R. That's right. At the Palace Theater. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to notice I have absolutely nothing up my sleeves. I take an ordinary walking cane, which I turn, by the use of magic, into a beautiful bunch of flowers.
You're a real amateur's amateur, aren't you?
I don't make these things the way they used to.
Oh, that is lovely, Master.
There you are, madam. And now for my next trick, I will need my hat, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. You're not going to break an egg in your cap, are you?
Believe it or not, this is the easiest trick in the book. I will now, with the aid of my magic wand and a little bit of magic, turn this egg into scrambled eggs. Abracadabra, kalamazoo, presto, and here we have...
Did you see that, Jeannie? Oh, wait till I tell the guys in the base about this. Oh, you scrambled an egg in my hat. Oh, my hat.
Please, Master, let me turn him into a frog.
No.
A bat.
Jeannie, Dr. Bellis is only doing his job.
And you were only doing your job, Master.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my job does not include floating around in my own living room.
Can you not say that you had an accident? Then you would not have to do your magic act.
They'd never believe me. No. Really, that's too obvious. Now, look, let's face it. I've got to go through with this. And I want you to promise me something.
Oh, yes, Master.
I want you to promise me that no matter what happens, no matter what, you won't help me with my magic.
Oh, I cannot promise you that, Master. I have seen your magic, and you need all the help you can get.
That's beside the point, Jeannie. I want you to promise me.
Oh, but...
Jeannie.
Very well, Master. I promise I will not help you with your magic.
Thank you. My cheap girl. Wish me good luck.
Oh, I'll be happy to wish you good luck, but I have a terrible feeling it is not going to do you any good.
Jeannie, please. Thank you.
I don't understand, Dr. Bellows.
Oh, sit down, Mr. Bellows.
Think. You mean you brought me all the way here just to watch another magician perform?
But this man is not a magician, Mr. Nestor. He's an imposter.
Well, if you already know that, why do you need me?
Well, I need you to expose him. You see, there's one trick that he does that I can't explain.
Huh?
He floats in the air.
Floats in the air?
Yes. He calls it the old levitation trick.
Oh, my dear doctor, that is child's play. We use a mechanical device for that.
Well, I'm well aware of that, but there was no mechanical device. I checked.
No mechanical device?
That's right. I want you to watch him tonight. Tell me how he does it.
Don't worry, doctor. There is not a trick in the world Nestor the Great cannot explain.
Oh, you have no idea how I'm counting on that, Mr. Nestor. Oh, the show's about to begin. Shall we go?
Here we are. Hold on. Come on. Wait a minute.
Would you like to sit in front, Mr. Nestor, where you can get a good view of his act?
Oh, it does not matter where I sit. I can spot a phony a mile away.
The Great is out in the audience.
Yeah.
I just heard him tell Dr. Bellows that he could spot a phony a mile away. You got to get out of here.
Hey, you're on next, Major.
Oh, thanks, Sarge. You mean you're really going to go out there and walk into the trap?
Well, I really don't have any other choice, do I?
Well, you don't seem very worried about it.
No, I'm not.
What's up?
I am. Or at least I will be when I get on this little duty.
What is it? It looks like the rector said that got carried away.
Roger, this is what we magicians use to levitate.
You mean you're really going to float in the air now?
Mm-hmm. And when Mr. Nestor examines it, he won't have any choice but to tell Dr. Bellows that it's an everyday, normal magician.
And you'll be off the hook. Oh, you're a genius, Tony.
Major.
Oh, thank you.
You're on, Major.
Now, you remember what I told you. I want you to wheel this contraption back of the curtains over there in the exact spot I showed you. And when I say the lines...
I feel the spirits lifting me up.
Yeah, that's when you start the motor.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now I can go out and enjoy the show.
Right.
Oh, well, good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be here tonight. I have a calling card, somewhere. Oh, yes. Right. Yes. Now, of course, no magic act is complete without the magic wand. And I'm going to produce one.
No magician.
Be patient, Mr. Nestor. I'll be right back.
Well, you're not walking out on Tony's act, are you, sir?
Oh, no, yes. Major. You might say that I'm walking in on it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to notice a perfectly normal handkerchief, which I will stuff into my fist just to show you that the hand is quicker than the eye.
What's this, Sergeant?
This is the gadget that Major Nelson uses to help him float up in the air.
Is it? You underestimate him. No, Major Nelson doesn't need anything to help him float in the air. Get rid of it.
Sir, but he told me to wheel it out in the back of the curtain.
And I'm telling you not to. He's a major, and I'm a general. Any questions?
No, sir.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to perform for you a rather spectacular trick I've been working on for some time. It's, as we call it in the trade, the piece de resistance. It's rather difficult to do, and you must feel that your spirits are lifting you up.
You really have to be in the mood for this.
You must feel that your spirits are lifting you up. Lifting you up?
Something's gone wrong.
I think he needs the machine, Colonel.
Lifting you up?
You're wrong, Sergeant. Tonight, he's going to float without it.
Excuse me for just one moment, please.
Hey, Sergeant, where's my
Dr. Bella.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
I told you I wanted my levitation machine right behind that curtain over there. You understand?
Major Nelson, I have a signed statement from you saying that you were floating in the air. There was no levitation device around. Now, either you're going out on that stage and float in the air without this device, or you're coming with me to General Peterson's office and explain a lot of things.
Explain a lot of things.
That's right, Major. How you float, why you talk to walls, what made you fall in love with Major Healy's safe. Oh, I have a list of 103 separate incidents.
Well,
now, either you get back out there on that stage and do the old levitation trick, or come with me to General Peterson's. Now, which is it going to be?
I'll come with you to General Peterson's office.
Good. Now, go back out there and say goodnight.
But I...
Major?
Ladies and gentlemen, my next trick is going to be to make myself disappear. I'm sorry I wasn't able to perform the trick I'd prepared for you, but...
I told you Tony was in trouble.
You know, He's supposed to float in the air.
Gene, you've got to help him.
Oh, but I promised that I would not.
This is an emergency. If he doesn't float in the air, Dr. Bellis is going to think something's wrong, and Tony will get in all kinds of trouble.
Do you really think so?
I know so. Gene, you've got to help him this time.
I hope you are right.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the show tonight, and if you did, please tell your friends we'll be here next year. Well, it seems that I'm in the mood after all.
Well, what a team you two make.
Is he not wonderful?
Mr. Lister, I want to come up on the stage and examine this man.
I would be delighted.
Hello, I'm Tony Nelson.
He is floating.
Oh, what do you mean, he's floating?
I don't know what I mean, but what he is doing is impossible.
How could it be impossible? I mean, after all, I'm doing it.
General Peterson.
No, there's no need to
look,
talk
look,
to General.
He's doing it. He's floating.
That's what I told you, General.
Yeah. Oh, hello, General Howard.
What are you doing up there, Tony?
Well, it's just a magician's trick, sir. Mr. Nestor can explain.
Oh, he is lying.
It's been a long, long time.
There is no magician in the world who can do what he is doing.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
I do not understand this.
So this is your expert witness. Well, obviously, anybody can do it. Doctor.
Yes, sir. He's done it to me again.
Oh, poor Dr. Bellis. General Peterson was so angry.
Yeah, I know. That's really my fault, Jeannie. We've got to be more careful with that door. Really.
Oh, I was so proud of you.
Huh?
You are a wonderful magician.
Oh, Well, yeah, you're really being too kind. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch the Great Nester, and he had a wonderful trick. He used to take a seed and cover it over with a cloth, and a tree would appear right in the middle of the stage. I never did find out how he did that.
Oh, that is simple.
Hello, boy, sir, hello.
Good morning, Major.
Good morning, sir.
I thought I'd drop these papers off for you.
Oh, thank you.
This wasn't here yesterday, was it?
No.
Coming up, did you know Agnes Moorehead used to do a fantastic Eleanor Roosevelt impersonation? In fact, the First Lady insisted that Agnes be the only performer to play her on the radio. Up next, she plays someone a little less diplomatic, Endora. Stay tuned.